You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
And I was just standing next to you. Where the fuck did you come from?
And I was so convinced you went home, but then I forgot that I had your phone.
Oh, did you?
I had your phone the whole night. And without realizing.
Oh.
So I don't know where you were, phoneless.
I was in the smokers area for like 3 hours. I was literally like cuddled up to some random like in the smokers.
Okay, welcome back, Jess.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Yeah, I know. It is good to have you. We've got much to discuss, actually.
Much to discuss?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I'm quite excited to get a few of your hot takes on the last episodes of Sydney.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But before we get into that, how's the couch going?
I don't have it yet.
When does it come?
So, I thought it was coming this week, and I was so excited. I'm like, come on. I'm waiting for that phone call from the furniture warehouse store. Never came. So I gave them the buzz on Thursday and they said, I swear the lady fucking fooled me. I swear she said it was coming this week and it was getting delivered this week and it was coming into stock. And the guy goes, oh yeah, that one doesn't come in stock until next week. So the earliest we can deliver it is on the 22nd, which is next weekend.
Oh, fuck.
So we've got another week and a bit of the couch and the air mattress.
Oh, that's still out.
That's still out.
With the chase.
No, we got rid of the chase.
Okay.
We got a refund.
Oh, great.
Never got good, it. Never good, picked good. It up.
Sure.
So another week with the couch and the air mattress.
Great.
So the, the couch is still coming. So it's still shite in my house.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're getting there.
Great.
Like I'm excited. I'm on the up and I feel good.
Good, good, good. I'm not sure, like, we can edit this out as well, but there was a short period of time where you were going to move out of the house and go into
it's been a bit manic. You know what though? I'm proud. So a few things I'm proud of myself. You know, I'm very impulsive.
Yeah.
Very impulsive. And there's been a few moments as of late that I have gone to do a very impulsive thing and I've
huge.
Stopped.
Huge.
Huge things. One, rent the house out and get a rental. Two, the mattress stuff. Buy the first mattress we see.
Yeah.
Didn't end up getting any of them.
Yeah.
And then this one's a bit smaller, but the other day I Snapchatted you and I have like 2 Frank Green drink bottles and both of them were like scattered around the house and I think they were like due to have a little bit of a wash. And I'm like, I'm going to buy a new drink bottle today.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy a new drink bottle. I washed my Frank Greens.
I was actually so happy to hear that because literally every Snapchat I got from you was, I'm going to go to the shops and I need a new drink bottle today. I reckon I got about 3 in 1 week. And
yeah,
I was
about
like,
the drink bottle.
Afterwards, yeah, it was, but thank God you've talked yourself off that ledge. And thank God you've talked yourself out of renting the house out.
So you hated, we found a really, really cool rental, what we thought, bit of a dated house, but it had a sick backyard and it had a pool, but you were mortified because it had a bright blue splashback in the kitchen.
A bright blue glass splashback. And I was like, you know what? I understand you have your, what is it? ADHD tendencies where you're very impulsive. And I'm like, you know what? That's Jess being Jess. Like, she'll figure it out. And I was like, no, I need to actually step in here.
Yeah.
That blue glass splashback will get to you in about 3 months. And I have to say something.
Or what about the other house that had the corrugated iron indoor
you
bar?
You didn't even notice that until I pointed that out. I was like, no fucking way.
Now Brandon's dad has an indoor bar. I'm like, that would have been like Tony
2.0. Fucking hell. And that was the first thing I saw. And I was like, I need to be so honest with you right now. You can't do this.
Coming out of a brand new build.
Yeah. No, I just, I had to be honest.
Yep. Yep.
I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. So we're going to wait that one out.
Okay. Great.
Also because we probably can't move out because we haven't been in our house for 12 months yet.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, come August next year. You watch.
August this year?
This year.
Great.
Yeah.
August counting down year. The days.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How have you been?
I've been really well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I just have a better feeling about this year so far.
Okay.
I'll say that quietly because I don't want it to the universe to hear me and give me some.
You.
Yeah. But just I feel lighter and brighter than last year. So feeling good on the up.
I love that because this
was
week
grim.
You've been highly negative on your Snapchat. So that surprises me. Every single day you start with going, oh, I'm so stressed. Oh, everything's fucked.
Everything's fucked.
And I'm like, can you sort your shit out, please?
I But you know what? It's like, it's a different
kind of stress.
Yeah, it's one that I can manage. I think it's like a fun stress. Yeah, and it's you're just like, almost like the punching bag for stress, where I let it out and you can hear it. Yeah. And then after once I say it, I feel better.
Oh, great.
So thank you, therapist.
Welcome. You're welcome.
I don't know, it might be having some negative impacts on you.
I'm going to see my therapist.
Thank God.
I can just offload onto her.
Yeah.
Just let's keep the cycle
That's
going.
A 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Like, first half an hour is for you. First half an hour is you relaying my information to her.
And then relaying back to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Chinese whispers.
Yep.
God knows I'll be selling the house soon.
Yeah, literally.
I'll be selling the rental that we're in.
Selling the rental. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So I think even though we've both been feeling, you know, on the up and whatnot.
Oh, let's bring us down. let's plummet.
What's the worst thing that's happening in your life right now?
What's the most negative thing that you're focusing on?
I thought, especially me, I've been feeling just a bit meh lately, like I just not feeling myself lately. And so I've got two questions for you.
Sure.
One of them is just for some like hot tips and whatnot, but when you're feeling flat, meh, ugly, yuck, that kind of just...
Yeah.
That feeling, you know, when you just look in the mirror and you're like, oh my God.
Every day.
What's going on?
Every time I look in the mirror. Yeah. I don't know if I've actually got any tips for you.
I was going to say, what's one thing you do when you feel like really shit to just feel better?
Sometimes I have a couple of people on social media that are doing a lot worse than me and I just kind of go onto them.
Because you know what mine was? I took a layer of tan on.
I do that already in my weekly routine.
Yeah, that's your weekly routine. So,
Okay. So what I do
just
is...
Just for that quick win, like that quick pick-me-up. Quick...
It's hard because normally my fat self would get a treat to make myself feel better, but only, that's mentally. It's not going to do...
That's like the dog, when you're treating yourself like a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Don't reward yourself with food like a dog. Oh, God. I regularly tan every week. Yeah. So a Friday night is usually what I look forward to because that's the big... That's the down. That's the exfoliate. That's the fresh tan on for the weekend.
Okay.
And then I'm my best self then. What do I do as a quick win? How about you share yours first because I need to get my...
Mine was definitely like... Because I haven't put a layer effect tan on in a couple of weeks now. And this morning, like I woke up... And I said to Brayden, let's go get some breakfast. And I just put on a gym outfit and I'm like, oh my God, Jess, like, what is going on? What is happening right now? You just are not yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got home, I put a layer of tan on it. Like immediately I just feel nicer. Like I feel just fresher and like I can take on the world. I don't know. But I know it's different for you because you do that every week. But honestly, it makes all the difference in how I feel.
Okay. Yeah. I see how that... Yeah. Would happen. I feel the same when I tan, but I tan every week.
Yeah.
I feel like I just don't have a quick fix. I just have to ride it out and I'll pull myself out of it later and be like, you know what? It could be worse.
Cool.
I don't know. I don't have any tips for you. I'm so sorry. I'm a really toxic person when it comes to things like that. So,
well, my second question for you then is... scraping the bottom of the barrel here. I know. And this is what I was doing before when you caught me on my calendar. Because I've got something that I really want to add to my routine
okay.
to make me feel better.
Sure.
So my question for you is, what is something that you're going to do...
More questions.
...now this year for yourself or adding to your routine? Like, what's something that you really want to add or do as a regular going forward?
I want to... Actually, this was only just a recent thing that I've been thinking about. I kind of want to get into this in winter time, but I want to start doing hot mat Pilates.
Oh, I'll come with you to that. I really want to do that too.
Yeah, I feel like that'll be such a...
It's a sweat, it's a burnout.
Yeah, it's a burnout, but it would feel good in winter. Like right now, as I'm sitting here in 40 degree heat, I don't want to be doing hot mat Pilates.
Bloody bedroom
right now. Literally. When's the AC kicking on? I think that's something I want to do.
And then coming out into that cool breeze.
Yeah,
so
straight away. It's like going into a sauna or something and then coming out after
that.
Yeah,
how good is that when you're in the sauna and step outside?
Yeah. I just hope no one farts. Imagine.
That'd be fun.
Stomach churner. Yeah. Never return.
Fun. I actually think there's somewhere around here that does that. So let's look into it. I'll do that with you.
Let's do it.
Mine is going to be... I want to start doing regular facials.
Ah.
Like the hydro microdermabrasion facials. like maybe once a month mm-hmm. because they're a little, obviously they're not that cheap. They're like 150 to 200 bucks.
That's not bad.
But like we don't really go out. We don't spend our money on like going out and new clothes and all like what we used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm kind of happy to spend that
on that. Invest in yourself.
Doing that once a month, I feel like would make all the difference.
I agree. Love that idea.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start adding that into my regular routine maybe once a month. I've got like, I'm about to go back to my old role, got some more flexibility.
Great.
And I can just add that into my routine.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Because I think that's one of my things. My skin, I don't have breakouts, but it's just a bit lackluster at the moment.
Could be fresher.
Could be fresher.
Okay.
Adding some facials. Do you know what gave me the inspo though? I went and looked back at my old acne/Roaccutane pics, and how fucking nice is your skin once your acne cleared, glowing. But on Roaccutane.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's the best my skin has ever looked.
Even just like the last month on Accutane, and you don't have any pimples, and you just glow.
Absolutely glow. Your pores.
What pores? They left the chat.
Literally.
Quick. As soon as they get another pimple, off to the dermatologist.
Get some Roaccutane.
Oh, fine.
Roaccutane was hectic, though.
Yeah, it was. I got every bad symptom there was. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. You full wanted to, like, jump off the ladder at work. Yeah. I remember.
Yep. That. I got, like, it was, like, red eyes.
Dry lips.
Dry lips. Oh. Blood noses every day.
I never got blood noses. I got rashes all the time. Rashes.
And one's actually stayed with me. So, thank you. Yeah.
I hallucinated.
Yeah, I think I had some of that.
Yeah.
Whilst I was on the ladder contemplating everything.
Life or death.
Yeah.
Like, I hallucinated a giant bunny chasing the car in the Adelaide Hills.
Yikes.
To the point that Brandon and my cousin Kieran were in the car. To the point that I was like, oh my God, Brandon hasn't seen this bunny. And we're driving through the windy hills and it was like nighttime. And I went, Brandon, look at the bunny.
Schizophrenic.
And screamed. And he just braced for impact. Like, oh my God, what have I not seen? And then obviously we didn't hit anything. And he's like, what? What? And I'm like, oh my God, there was nothing. And he's like, are you fucking serious? I screamed like a psycho.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, that was when I upped my dose from 20 milligrams to 40 milligrams. And they said, if you hallucinate, go see your doctor. Did I see the doctor?
No.
But I stopped hallucinating.
And now you're doing the groundwork by going and seeing a doctor. Maybe this is what it's all stemmed from. Your ADHD was caused by Accutane.
Possibly.
We'll find out.
I don't know if that works, but anyway. I am sweating.
It's hot and I've turned off. And I've got
these fleece shorts on.
I've turned off the aircon in other spaces in the house as well, just so that it fucking pumps
out. I love that statement. Here. Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah. Sun's out, fucking flaps out.
Sun's out, guns out.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah, let's get into why we're really here. So let's discuss Sydney.
Sydney, okay.
What an ep.
Yeah, it was a good ep.
I'm enjoying it this season.
I don't know what it is about Nicole, but I really like Nicole. And I don't know why. I think she reminds me of like someone, if I was rich, I feel like I would want to be friends with Nicole. I don't know why. She's not very like loud and funny like Chrissy is.
Yeah.
But she just reminds me of just a nice high-end, doesn't really take shit, but she's also like this nice like wog mum that's you know,
rich.
I just get a feeling from her that I'm like, oh, you would just, I don't know, she's got this warming feeling, this maternal feeling.
Yeah, and I think she, and I think we're starting to see it a lot this season, she is not really a dramatic person.
No.
And she's kind of withdrawing from a lot of that, which probably, you know, is a great trait to have as a person.
I think so too. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if this is her last season of Sydney because of that. But I think it's almost like a chica.
Yeah.
That's fair. Like, withdraw yourself.
Yeah.
Or obviously with, I know, like next week, obviously looks like it kicks off between her and Chrissy a bit. But when Chrissy's like, you can't cut everyone off, it's like, well, yes, I can. Like, you know, if someone's treating me shit, then I'll cut them. Like, I don't need to be around people if they're making me feel shit. So
I feel like that's what she's truly done as well.
I think so too.
What about Kate? She feels a bit out of place at the moment.
Mm, yeah.
And the phone conversation with her and Terry. Yeah. The laugh.
The laugh.
That felt like Aussie housewife franchises tend to feel sometimes a little bit scripted.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was a time where it really felt a little bit produced, like, between those two.
Between those two, yeah. I agree. Lots of Terry's feeling a bit produced at the moment. She's only been back for, like, this much of an episode. Yeah.
I was like, ooh, she She looked a bit nervous, yeah. to be honest.
Yeah,
I agree. Anyway, Kate's doing acupuncture. Have you ever done that?
I have.
What's it feel like?
So I have done acupuncture or dry needling, and I did it in my like hips and glutes back a while ago because I get quite a bit of lower back pain and hip pain sometimes. Just scoliosis, add it to the list. But anyway, I used to see this physio and they used to do dry needling. And you honestly can't feel it, but it does when they get a muscle that's quite tight, like my glute, they used to put it right on the top of my glutes and they like tap it in. And then you can almost feel your muscles like cramp around it. It doesn't hurt, but you feel your muscles like seize a little bit. And then once it's in there, they let it sit and then your muscles start to relax. But you can see the needle like twitching around like this because your muscles are like twitching around it.
How deep does it go in?
I don't know because I didn't see it was on my bum.
Sure. Were you laying down?
Yeah, laying on my front. And then they do it in your bum. But yeah, you can see like the needles. They don't go maybe like a couple of centimeters.
Fucking hell, do you bleed?
Nah, they're tiny, the thinnest needles. You can't even feel it go in.
Right.
It's just your muscle will cramp around it and it's supposed to like release the tight muscles because it's almost like when you stretch and it hurts, and then eventually it just fades away. That's what it was doing. But yeah, it's really weird because you can see the whole needle like moving around because your muscles are like...
Spasming.
Yeah, it's an odd feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So Caroline walking in the... Australian Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Her nip slip.
Huh?
Her nip slip.
Oh, lol. Yeah. I think she did a great job.
Yeah.
You can tell that, like, she would have been in her element, like, you know, especially from...
Very, very diverse crowd is what she did. Kind of didn't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
From last season.
Literally.
But nonetheless, she looked great. I love that... Caroline's GBF was also sitting next to Chrissy and Sally, but he just did not look impressed with those two. Yeah. Like they were cackling and
that would be me.
One thing I did notice is a couple of the gays behind them were kind of like jarring around. I just feel like to get camera time.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like their heads are poking out. And I was like,
for sure.
That would be me.
Yeah.
What'd you think of her walk? She's still got it.
It was very like,
sex on legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very 90s.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I was just about to say that. Exactly what Sally said. Like, it was a very 90s walk, and you compared it to like the younger girls on the runway. I prefer the new walks. Like, I prefer the younger girls because I just feel like they suit. I don't know. Something about that. I feel like Caroline's walk is very fun. It's like that kind of Victoria's Secret fun.
Camp.
It's like, yeah. It's very camp walk. Yep. Whereas I think there's a place for both. I do really like a really good, solid, serious catwalk as well. Like that real high fashion look and walk. I love that.
Heroin chic.
Love that.
K-Moss.
Do you follow Janice Dickinson on TikTok?
Is she the one that was on...
America's Next Top
Model? Yes, no, I don't.
She's the first supermodel in the world.
Wow. And she judges people's walks.
Catwalks, yes.
And then she looks at the camera like this because she can't see through her glasses. She
is haggard.
Oh, yeah, poor thing.
But she's always like, look. I was going to be Scottish accent then. Love the shoulders, love the hips, 10 out of 10. Like, she's just clutching at the straws, Miss Dickinson.
Oh, light and love to her.
And she looks like a puppet.
Yeah, she does.
But yeah, no, I thought it was a good walk.
And the pop-up, the couture for hire.
Okay. They're acting like this is the first time this... business has been around. They're like, wow, what a great idea. Girl, this has been around for years.
Yeah.
I used to hire dresses, okay, not like full couture, except expensive for Australia. Like, you know, if you're going to buy this dress, it'd be like $600. I used to hire them all the time for events back when we were like 20, 21, 22.
It's nothing groundbreaking, but maybe just a... It's like the buy, swap, sell marketplace, but for the rich.
Yeah. But it's not even a swap, sell. It's just you hire it and then you return it. Just like the higher boutiques.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember how many dresses that I ruined?
Yes, I do.
Your 21st.
I fucked that dress up.
Oh, it was a white lace doily jumpsuit. It was gorgeous.
Emphasis on the was. because there was not much left of it after that.
So I'd hired it from this boutique and I just had to stop myself from hiring clothes from boutiques because I don't know what I used to do when we went to town.
Rip them to, I would, physically rip them.
It was like I rolled on the floor of these nightclubs. I came home, I was covered in shit. So I remember getting home from your 21st. That was a big night.
One of the biggest nights.
It was huge. I remember you thought I went home. Yeah. And it was like 4 a.m. and then you were dancing on this like step in HQ and you looked next to you and I was just standing next to you and like, where the fuck did you come from?
And I was so convinced you went home, but then I forgot that I had your phone.
Oh, did you?
I had your phone the whole night. Oh. Without realizing.
Oh.
So I don't know where you were phoneless.
I was in the smokers area for like 3 hours. I was literally like cuddled up to some random like smokers. And then I just remember, you know that episode of The Office where Angela comes and stands next to Dwight and he's like, ugh. I was like, me and you. Because yeah, and you were like, where the fuck have you been? I'm like, I don't know.
What? I thought you fucking went home.
And then we ended up getting home at like 8 a.m.
Disgusting.
And I remember sitting on the end of Brandon's bed and I was so not in a good way. And I was trying to take this jumpsuit off and I couldn't get it off. And it had these dainty little buttons and I just ripped it and the buttons went. And I'm like, oops. And the whole thing was like black. I got my money back on that. I don't know how.
Did you get it cleaned?
Nope.
Fuck.
No, you just give it and you kind of like give it. And I remember one time I hired a dress. I cannot remember what this address, what this event was. It actually wasn't even that dirty, but I remember handing it back to the girl. This was at One Night Stand Boutique, but before they were bigger, like when there was just a tiny little boutique. So she would have had like maybe a handful of like 20 dresses. Mm. It was when they very first started. And you had to return it in person. So you had to hire it in person, return it in person. And I went and returned it and she gave it a quick once over while I was there and she goes, it literally looks like you've rolled around in dirt. And I went, oh. And she goes, okay, well, hopefully it comes out. And I'm like, okay.
Are they still around?
Yeah, they are. They're massive.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got a huge store.
Good on them.
But yeah, big fan of the high boutiques back in the day.
Great. Well, they're still around and they're popping up in Sydney everywhere, apparently.
Yeah.
I love that Caroline said that she wears her things once and then gives it away.
Gives it away because she can't be bothered with the transactional thing.
And I feel like that's like you'll wear it and then chuck it away.
Chuck it in the bin.
Yeah. Because you don't want to wash it.
Do you have a washing machine? What's a washing machine?
What's that? Laundry.
One of my favorite comments from this episode was when Chrissy and Nicole were over breakfast talking about Martine.
Oh, my God.
And then Nicole's like, well, she's not much younger than me. Like, I'm 44, she's 41. And Chrissy's like, well, you need to go get some work done because you look a lot older than her.
It's like, these are meant to be best friends. I mean, you would talk to your best friend like
me
that.
Me and you would say that to each other.
But on camera, I'd be like, you can't.
And do you know what? She's not fucking wrong because Nicole does look heaps older than Martine.
And now, because she was like, well, you do keep saying that you're not that much older than her.
Yeah.
Fuck. Dragging her.
Yeah. I thought that was so funny. And I had at the start, one of my opinions, it actually flipped from the start to the end. At the start of the episode, you know how Martine was like, I really want to get to know Kate. I feel like Kate's being treated unfair, blah, blah, blah. Like all the front start of the episode. The only thing that was going through my head is Kate is going to eat you alive, cunt.
Yeah.
Because, this was at the start of the episode. I know, I was like, no way, she's going to hate you because you don't fucking work. You're this
like a trophy wife. Kind of thing.
And Kate's going to just be horrible.
She said that when she first met her. Yeah. Her first impressions were not that good of
Martine.
So I'm
like, oh God, I feel sorry for Martine because she's about to get her ass handed to her. But then she just crawled right up Kate's ass the rest of the episode and Kate's obsessed with her now.
Of course. Because she went at Chrissy and she was like, great, another ally
Kate's
I've got.
Like, okay, like bow down to Martine. I'm like, oh.
I know. I saw that. I don't think that will last though.
No.
And
I will give Martine something. She's got some bloody balls on her for coming after Chrissy so
early. I know, literally.
There was like some big words being thrown around. And for her first introduction to that group, I was like, do you know what? I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Well done.
What are your thoughts on Kate not RSVPing to Chrissy?
Okay.
Because Martine thinks she didn't need to say anything.
So
whereas I feel like.
I disagree. I think a text message, exactly what Chrissy said, just say, hey, Chrissy, I'm not coming this weekend. Mm-hmm. Just FYI. I think that would have been the right thing to do because also everyone gets there and it's that whole thing. Is she coming? Is she not coming?
Yeah.
Where is she? if I was hosting something, I wouldn't care if she wasn't coming, but a text message would be the courteous thing to do. Even, you don't have to explain yourself. Just say, I've got a bit going on at the moment. I'm not going to be able to make it this weekend.
Yeah.
Or you don't even have to say that. Just, hey, Chrissy, I'm not going to be able to make it this weekend. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I think that
would have been, and Kate thinking she didn't have to do that is a bit, that's just so Kate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What about Kate rejecting the hug?
Ooh, that was...
That was rough. Awkward to watch. That was so awkward and unnecessary.
Yeah.
You have come in and, okay, I was a bit like in two minds because when she said her and Caroline had all these horrible words and then she wants me to hug her, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, fair enough. You don't really feel like hugging that woman, but you have made it so incredibly awkward now. And unnecessarily, you're like, no.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh my God, just hug her. Just.
And because she took her drink as well. And she's like, I don't want the drink back.
Oh, that, yes.
I was like,
And then Caroline was like, well, you're being difficult, aren't you?
Yeah.
She was, because I'm like, you can't, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I get it. Kate's still annoyed, but she's doing nothing to make it better.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I am kind of surprised with how she's not acting, but like how much she really needs someone else to back her up. Like she was quite strong last season.
And suddenly she needs Terry.
And suddenly she needs Terry.
And
now
she's
like
God's gift.
Yeah. What do you think about Martine saying that Chrissy puts everyone through a hazing phase?
I don't think Chrissy puts anyone through a hazing phase. I think it's definitely hard being a newbie to come into a group like that.
Having
regardless.
Chrissy being a really strong
personality
as well.
I think she might come across that she's, you know, but I just think that's her. But I don't think they're, I think they're still being quite inclusive of her.
Yeah,
and
I agree. Also,
not, and the couple of comments that Chrissy made, like, that's just my team being offended at them because I wouldn't be offended
exactly.
at half that
oh,
shit.
Oh, the woke wank train.
Yeah. For like.
Did yeah. you hear Caroline say
Caroline
that?
Yeah. Like, millennials are such sooks.
I was like, wait until you get the next gen underneath.
Know, look at Gen
like,
Z.
Yeah.
Literally.
She's a Gen X, is she?
She may must be.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm fully back Caroline by saying get a sense of humour. Like
100%.
My God, you can't
take
everything.
Because I was like, they're
everything.
The things you're going to
yeah.
be hung up on. Like, get over
and
it.
And you'll get eaten alive.
Yeah. And like, you're just going to spend your whole life being upset at everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Come on, girl.
Yep. But it was, yeah, it was a good ep. I'm dreading next week a little bit because I don't want to see Chrissy and Nicole fall out. I think they've got such a good friendship, like 20 years of friendship behind them. And I really hope it doesn't fall out over something like Nicole not wanting to be friends with Terry.
Yeah.
I'd hate that. I don't think they'll fall out forever, but I'm dreading the
I think
fight
it's a fight or especially, I don't know how I feel. We'll see. I can see the dynamics shifting a little bit. What I do kind of want to see, though, is I want to see Terry and Caroline go head-to-head. And okay. I feel like that could be brought... Watching those two have a conversation together, they were very, like,
yeah.
condescending to one another, but it was, I don't know, it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
I want more of that.
Yeah. And Jackie Gillies next week.
Oh, can't wait.
Can't wait for that. That'll be so good.
I thought it was just going to be a one-on-one with her and Terry, but she's doing yoga
yeah,
with all
the
girls.
Whole thing.
I am here for it.
Do you know what? If she ever does like a yoga thing or a retreaty thing in Adelaide, we have to go.
She used to do like her Shine It Up tours.
Yeah.
But now she's got something called Transform You.
Yes, I saw that because me and her were in Bali at the same time, remember?
That's right.
I'm so Jackie Gillies.
I feel like, yeah, and I feel like, I think it's Jackie Gillies. Jackie Gillies.
Jackie
Gillies Plains. I think...
Jackie Gillies.
You might have to, like, subscribe to a thing to... Whatever, we'll do it.
All right,
surely
we'll
there's a free trial.
How much fun would that be? Like a weekend retreat?
Yeah,
and it's like,
shine.
So much fun. That can be one of our... adventures that we do that we spoke about
great.
2 weeks ago that we haven't done anything
yeah.
yet.
Me, do you want to do something after the podcast? Like, no.
I've got plans
okay.
and I invited you to those plans.
Well, I also have plans tonight, so.
Doing what?
I'm seeing a friend.
What friend?
I'm the only one you've got.
Being immediately jealous. Who are you seeing?
Beck's coming over.
Oh.
Becky. One thing that I just want to quickly cover before we finish off on Sydney. Where do you stand with Victoria and Sally?
I'm on Sally's side because I think Victoria makes some silly comments sometimes. And I think that was a silly comment that she didn't think about before she said it.
And she's also doubling down on it, saying that Sally's getting offended or oversensitive. Or was like,
yeah, I don't think she is. I don't know, I get it. Because Sally has worked a lot. And I think the last thing she wants to be seen as is any different from anyone else.
Yeah.
And what she went through is highly traumatic. And I don't, yeah, I'm 100% with Sally here to be like, what you said was actually offensive.
Yeah.
And also because Victoria's a dumbass. Like I feel like she says silly things.
She does. Like, I do love, I love both of them actually at the moment. Caroline is strongly becoming, Victoria is strongly becoming one of, like, my new faves.
I agree.
But she's so funny. Is Sally, because she's standing up for herself and she's got a real big voice now. And
she's
got this big
girl about her. Yeah. She's like really, her outfits are like slaying. She looks great. She looks good.
She stands up for herself. Yeah. She's got a good voice. Personality. Yeah.
Yeah. I Loving agree. It. But no, love, Victoria's love fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I think she's such a ditz.
Her on the jet ski and the... Oh, Even it Even was her comments, that fucking stacked it off the jet ski too. Also, wild. Yeah, those two getting absolutely. Flung off a jet ski.
Manic.
I can't. Manic.
I've never, ever been on a jet ski before.
Well, let me tell you, it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
And don't go on with socks on. I will say that.
Yeah, I listened to that. Yeah. That was very you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, fun. Great app. Can't wait for next week. I'm keen to see Terry kind of mingle with the group a little bit more now that she's on board too. So.
Agreed. Love that. To Beverly Hills, my opinion, complete opposite feels, a boring as fuck episode.
I think it was, you know what? I actually felt a little bit sad.
Okay.
Watching Carl and Mauricio have that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That was really, like,
there's heavy. So much love there. Like, maybe not in, like, a like it's a like romantic love, way respect, at the moment, love, but there is so much love for History. Each other. Like, they respect each other so much. They've got so much history, and... It is, it's genuine. You can really see it's genuine. And it's heartbreaking to see that not work romantically at the moment. And it's very sad. And you could tell he felt, sorry, I'm cutting you off so much right now.
You go.
Your turn.
Oh, you've got the talking stick, do you?
He did feel very remorseful about what happened.
Do you reckon?
I do.
Oh, it's just, it made me feel icky because I was watching it thinking, like, you would feel like shit knowing that that is out now and that your wife has seen that.
Yeah.
And you're separated, but now it's like, oh, it's done.
People
now.
Will start forming opinions of
you. Yeah. Yeah. Yikes.
PK and Dorit, obviously meeting for lunch.
Oh.
Do you know what? This is going to be a rogue comment from me. I surprisingly... can see PK's point in the argument that they had in this episode.
Okay, I was not even focusing because I love that he is a recovering or sober at the moment and she orders a drink. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and he's a phony Negroni. I love that.
And I'll get a club soda and fucking vodka.
It's really well.
I was like, oh, that's a bit, I don't know.
I don't know. Usually I'm like, PK's a dick. But I think he raised some really, really good points here because I think there's lots of Dorit that, you know, I think I can't even remember all the details of their argument, but I remember kind of being like, no, I can kind of see PK's side and in this, and Dorit's kind of like really jumping to some extreme conclusions. Or he said, you know, it's that controlling, like, you know, we kind of had decided to just separate, but you had already dictated where I was going to live, what I was going to do, where I was going to be. And it was, I could see how it kind of gets, because I could see how Dorit would behave like that. Mm. And that would be quite frustrating as well. And then, so I don't know, like I wasn't 100% on Dorit's side and I'm never ever on PK side.
PJ.
But yeah, I don't know. For some reason, this episode, I'm like, nah, all right, PK, like, I'll give you some. I actually do agree with you here.
I just think they were never a couple that was going to work out. Like, when they first got introduced, I was like, these two aren't right for each other. They both have their issues.
Remember he bought her the rose gold Bentley when on her first season?
Oh, God. That aged really badly. Yeah. I wonder if she's still got it. Probably not. I would have gotten that bad boy. Christ. That and do you remember the marble era? Everything was like rose gold mixed with marble.
Yeah, not good. Christ. Very mum.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to just quickly touch on Erica's renovations. Mm-hmm. Holy hell, that's hectic in there.
It's a lot.
The wallpaper.
Yeah. With the flamingos and the palm trees. And everyone's like, wow, this is gorgeous. I'm like,
This is LA glam, like 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the meme that I sent you guys this morning? And it was like, failed crook Erica Jane taught us all a lesson this season that decorating a rented tiny house for a storyline will get you the last seat on the reunion.
Fucking hell. You know what, though? I enjoy the capacity that she's in at the moment. I do too. I still think she deserves her
diamond. Agreed.
And I think she's now going to build a little bit more of a, resistance towards Sutton. I feel like she's building up, like, things are starting to brew with her and Sutton now. Actually, that is my other point that I wanted to make. Garcelle pointing out that Sutton is actually scared of Kyle and is happy about the beef between Kyle and Dorit because she wants to get on Kyle's side. I found that interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. I think Sutton is scared of Kyle.
100% Sutton's scared of Kyle.
All of them are, other than Garcelle. I don't think Garcelle's scared of Kyle.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's all I'll say on that.
Agreed.
Great.
A point in the episode that I really enjoyed was the dinner between Bose and Keely and Bose's daughter.
I felt uncomfortable.
I liked it.
Awkward for that girl because they have not been dating very long.
I know, but the thing I loved about it is she hit him with some hard-hitting questions and I loved it because I'm like, what teenager would just come out swinging with, you know, are you guys going to move here or move over there? Are you going to do this? Mm. Are you going to have more than one kid? Like, she was just coming out and I'm like, yes, girl.
Yeah, good on her. Put him on the grill.
And
put your mum on the grill too because this is
going to affect you. Yeah,
and it's also uncomfortable.
Please don't have more than one baby. You're literally like pushing 50s.
It's wild to me.
It is wild.
Like, your child is probably, your current one is probably pushing, like, getting independent and then flying the nest.
Yeah.
Enjoy this time for you.
Yeah, 100%. You know? I agree.
Who am I to say?
But I just think she's got her head screwed on, like, the teenager. I really like her. I think seems like a cool daughter. Like, she's, you know, I like her vibe. And I like that she came out with these amazing, raw, real questions to this guy who's come on, moving on in her life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love that.
I did actually like when Bose went to Kyle's house as well and Kyle started talking about the Mo stuff.
Yeah.
And Kyle would say something and then Bose would go, bang it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is whack.
And I was cackling. Like, I was like,
yeah, her mannerisms are so funny.
She's telling you something really hectic and she's like,
Damn. Oh, when Kyle, I'm just like, you know what? When Kyle was such like a pick me when Boris comes over and Kyle was like, oh, you're dressed so nice. I just wear this unless I'm going to an event. Like, Kyle, shut up.
Come on, girl.
What about the villas that Boris took them to?
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. How?
Where is St. Lucia?
St. Lucia is the Caribbean Sea. In the Eastern Caribbean Sea, it's a tropical island.
Beautiful.
And I loved how they were like flying. I mean, they were probably in business, except still like, you know, with the
rest of the plane. They
weren't like fully first class.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't go private.
Yeah. I kind of love that. But yeah, those villas are absolutely gorgeous. I think Bose did the room assignments perfectly.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that'd be really tricky.
Oh.
I just need to say, you could not pay me to go on a fucking holiday with this Jennifer Tilly
couple. Oh my God, I was just about to say.
Oh my fucking God.
I cannot stand her.
Her, first of all, with that stupid fucking hat when she was packing. First of all, oh my God, you're so annoying. Second of all, of course, as soon as she gets to the villa, she complains about having to walk up the stairs. You lazy bitch. Just walk up the stairs. You're in the most beautiful place. But nothing pisses me off more than, like, I complain, all right? Like, if I have to walk a long distance, I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
But whatever. But it's the people, it's like the bare minimum. Oh, you have to walk up a couple of stairs to get to your room, and they're like, act like it's the end of the world. Mm. And I'm like,
they're the ones that are going to have health problems.
My God, exactly. Yeah. And what's with all of her lollies falling out of her bag? I thought they were pills. And I'm like, oh, she just sang candy for like, you know, like how Lisa Rinna used to have her candy bag. But there were, it was actually actual candy.
Yeah. Also, why didn't that get cleared through customs?
But like, why are you packing that much candy? Like, who are you?
It was...
And then she's like, oh, is it bad that I want to eat it? I'm like, oh my God.
I just don't find her entertaining at all. And then her saying that it's a hard group to crack. Yeah, it is if you're a fucking weirdo and act the way
and
that
your best friend is Sutton.
She acts like a fan as well.
Yeah.
Just like... And everything, like, she kind of just makes a point that she's on TV all the time.
Yeah, agreed. I just think she would be so annoying to go on holiday with. Even, like, when her and Garcelle and Sutton were, like, checking the room out. And she just always had something to complain about. Always had that passive-aggressive comment to make. And I'm like, you could just tell Garcelle is, like internally eye-rolling every time she opens her mouth. And Sutton just doesn't care because she's used to it.
But, yeah. Do you reckon Kathy enjoys the accommodation?
Do you know what? I think she does.
Okay.
I think she feels threatened by Bo's, though, coming with some really nice accommodation and holiday because Kathy is always, you know,
the holiday queen. For like, yeah.
And I think at the start, Kyle's like, what do you think? And she's like, very nice. Yeah. But how long
did we be scared to...
When she was just unpacking all of her toiletries.
Oh, one by one, lining them all up. I was like, that's you. That's your bathroom.
Literally. She's just so comical. I love her.
Yeah, I enjoy her. Me too. Any capacity that I get to see her.
Yeah, agreed. And yeah, I think I just love any holiday where her and Kyle have to share a room because you know some funny shit's going to come out.
I can't
out.
Wait for the Red Bull with a fan on at 3 a.m. in the morning
what
again.
What are you doing? Drinking a Red Bull.
What is this?
What about when she had a few seasons ago those people over and she gives them a White Claw?
Yeah.
And is it Paris? He's like, Mum, they're White Claw.
She's like, what's that? I thought it was just sparkling soda.
Sparkling water.
Fucking hell.
So funny.
Apparently, well, you were bored in this episode. I feel like we...
What a great episode.
We cleared a lot on that.
Yeah. Who knows? Well... On reflection, wasn't as boring as I recall.
I think just because I'm enjoying Sydney more at the moment.
Yeah. I think this week I kind of had Beverly Hills as a bit more backgroundy.
Mm. It is turning today. Into that.
Yeah. Like me. I had it on while I was kind of like cleaning the house and like watching TV still, but probably that's why.
Yeah.
But yeah.
In other news, so they've started filming Salt Lake City again.
Again?
Yes, they've picked up cameras. However, I do want to note, gay panic, Lisa Barlow has taken Real Housewives of Salt Lake City out of her Instagram bio, and she hasn't been spotted filming yet.
Interesting.
So...
And she knows, like, she knows doing something like that is going to get the fucking rumors speculating. She's not
however,
stupid.
I just feel like she doesn't... Like, you know how they all kind of have, once they've gotten in, had their few really, really good seasons, and they feel like they start to feel like they're better than the show, and that, oh, I don't need it anymore. I can just do, I've got all these other contracts and I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
I hope that she hasn't got like that mentality and she comes back to it because I really like her and Meredith.
New York bred, Utah living, boy mom, Vita brand creator. Boy mom. I hate that. Oh. I hate the boy mom thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Just checking my socials out.
Got somewhere to be.
So when are we wrapping this up?
Well, I think we're almost done anyway. Do you have anything else that you wanted to add?
I did. Just a little bit of fun. Sure. Did you see the Freaky Friday reboot?
Yes.
How much fun is that?
You know what? I thought they were going to release that trailer a little bit later this year to release it on Halloween.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll take it now. That's fine. I love the new concept where
they swap with the kids.
Yeah, there's two kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
From what I know.
Yeah.
And they swap bodies with the children instead. But I just, something about a, because Freaky Friday, I think, is one of my favorite,
like, I haven't watched it in years.
Kid, like, nostalgic movies. I think it's so funny. And I love Lindsay Lohan in it. And something just about a reboot with the same cast, it just does something for me. Like, yeah. I just think how good, even if it's a shit movie, I don't even care because it's just...
Nostalgic.
It's just nostalgic yeah. and it's a bit of fun. And yeah. Chad Michael Murray's back.
Was he in the first one?
Yeah. Oh, so he plays nice like the hot shot, the one that Lindsay Lohan dates. He like rides the motorbike and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I need to watch it again.
It is so good. I love it. So I feel like I'm so excited for that.
Yeah. Can I ask your thoughts on something else?
Okay.
Another Simple Favor.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Have you seen the press?
Yes, I have. And I don't want to talk about it.
Do you think, though, that it's a, what do you call it? Like a PR thing where they're purposely trying to make it look like they're not friends?
No, because I 100% know from previous interviews that Anna...
Kendrick
does not like Blake Lively.
Well, why do another one? The paycheck must have been huge.
Yeah. And there was a good movie. Like, Simple Favor 1 was a good movie.
Yeah.
Simple Favor 1.
I was like, I thought you said book. I was like, was it a book?
I loved that. I thought it was such a good, like, you know.
I will say, I reckon this one's going to be bad, though.
It won't be. But it's a shame because of all of the shit, like, press at the moment. The people will refuse to watch it just because of her.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be bad because of that. I just think the storyline seems way far-fetched and doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I think we should have left it there, you know, at number one.
I would definitely see it. I'll definitely go see it in the cinema, I think. Me and you should go see it together.
I don't know.
Did we see the first one together?
I think we did. Yeah. I think we did. Look, I'll go see it. Even though Blake's really...
Look, I am ignoring all of the Blake media also because it's getting to a point where I'm like, all right, give the girl a break. Let's move on to something else now.
And unfortunately, really I don't think she's going to have a break.
It's
yeah.
really hanging on this time. The and it makes me feel sad because usually by now, this it dies off.
Yeah.
But she's now had to limit comments on everything because people just... They turned off all the comments or limited comments on the Simple Favor 2 release.
It's going to flop. And probably because of that. Well, it's probably many different factors.
It makes me sad.
We'll still go see it.
Yeah.
We'll be 100%. One of the six.
Yeah. Remember when we went and saw the pre-screening of The Shallows?
Yes. That was another good movie, though.
That was a good movie. I'm not usually into shark movies, but that was a good shark movie. Yeah,
loved that.
Yeah, I loved that as well. Are you watching anything else fun at the moment?
I just finished Apple Cider Vinegar. It took me a long time to get through it, only because it's quite heavy.
It is heavy.
Yeah.
But I felt that too, even though I binged it in the day, but after every episode I
would have been a wreck if I watched that whole thing in the day.
Well, after every episode I was like, all right, put something else on now. But Brandon wasn't home that night. I'm like, fuck it, just put the next episode on. And then I just ended up watching it. But every episode I was like, nah, turn it off.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way.
I really loved, though, the kind of comical aspect they put in it, though. Like, every episode, they'd look at the camera and be like, this isn't a real story. Or, like, this is a real story, but not everything's, whatever. Yep. And I love how, at the end, it said, like, in 2017, Belle Gibson was charged with it, and it cuts to her, and it goes, you can just Google it.
Yeah, literally.
And I was like, I like the way how they did that.
Yeah, I like that too. And do you know what? I fucking did. I was in a Belle Gibson
rabbit hole spiral. Yeah.
I looked at so much shit. I looked at that Jessica Ainscough girl. I looked at the Gearson method stuff that is the whole thing. I went down the world's biggest rabbit hole on TikTok, on Google, everything.
Because I'm trying to see what was real and what wasn't because they dramatized some things.
They did. And they obviously, actually, there was another... The girl who the friend who outed Belle, she's in like the bald type and stuff. She's the black girl with the curly hair. She's based on a real character who now she's coming out and doing all these interviews about how alike and how real it was. So how she did actually go to Belle's house and accuse her of not having cancer, and she did. So they based that on a real person, and now she's come out. She did an interview with
Nikki and Lucy. I need to listen to that.
Yeah. So I love that.
Belle was completely wiped off the face of the earth. No one knows where she is.
No, we do know where she is, but she's just not in the media. No one, like the last time she was spotted was like it was only like 2 years ago or something, but the media like put a camera in her face and she was at a petrol station. She was like, I don't appreciate having the media in my face when I've got my son in the car. And then they put the camera in the car and her son was not in the car. Like, you are such a liar.
Still lying. Girl.
I know.
Is she still in Australia?
She is still in Australia.
In Melbourne?
I'm not sure where she is, but she joined a Muslim group And then she joined this Ethiopian Muslim group. But they then came out and said, no, we have nothing to do with her.
I was going to say, they're going to be shaking in their boots when they...
What a random group to just join, hey.
Yeah. Like,
just, well, I'm just going to join this not gonna Ethiopian know Muslim. Them. This is my group now. Like, what?
The poor things.
Yeah, she's an interesting person. But I've been, like, looking at TikTok of the whole pantry and stuff.
Yeah.
All of her write-ups about literally writing about her cancer. And I'm like,
fuck.
As if. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I love a little white lie every now and then. Imagine that.
I loved the girl that played her.
Me too.
She actually, all of them did such an amazing job in that show. I love when I, as soon as I saw the pink sweater,
yeah,
I was like,
you knew.
Tara Brown's coming.
Yeah, even the lady that played
yeah,
Tara,
like, great. Yeah,
perfect. They nailed it.
So good.
And apparently, you know that scene where she's at her son's birthday and she had a fake seizure?
Yes, that all happened. Real. Yeah, that's all real. I know that happened. That's crazy. Wild shit.
Oh, anyway, it's like so juicy. One of Australia's finest.
Just quickly, White Lotus.
Yes.
Have you watched?
I'm up to date very much. But first of all, the penis. Whoa,
that was a jump scare.
Didn't expect to see a flaccid penis on my screen. Nothing worse than a flaccid penis.
No. Penis in general.
Yeah, genitals.
Yeah. And then what do we think? They're about to go to the full moon party, aren't they?
Yeah, I've been to the full moon party before.
I was going to say, when we were watching that, Jack was like, Jess went to a full moon party, didn't she? And I was like, yeah. Is that when you got the hectic poison?
Poisoning? I didn't get, that's not when I got drugged, but I did get a really, really, really bad stomach bug. After full moon party.
After full moon.
So, yeah, because we, this is actually hell hectic, but we obviously were in, because you go from Phi Phi Island and then you catch this boat over, no, Phi Phi Island or Koh Samui, wherever the fuck you are, and then you have to catch a boat over to where the full moon party is. Yeah, so we're in Koh Samui and then you catch a plane and then you catch a boat to the thing. First of all, the boat. I don't know how I didn't die on this trip. Can you keep in mind I was 17 when I went to Thailand? Fuck. It was the first trip that I went on without my mum or dad or anything. I was just with Brandon, my new boyfriend, and his older sister and her friends. And we were like, yeah, let's go to full moon party. And you get on a boat. The boat is the most shittest, like a motorboat. It's pitch black, it's got no lights, and there's two Thai men with bare feet hanging off the end of the boat with a torch, flapping the torch around like this. The boat ride goes for about 20 minutes. It's flexing like 100 and something k's down this ocean, bang bang on the water. Water is gushing into the boat. We were like drowned rats rocking up to the full moon party. You are soaked from head to toe. It looked like I just jumped out of the pool. Like, my hair was wet. We got our, like, arms painted with all this glow-in-the-dark shit. It was all gone by the time we got to the full moon party.
Fuck.
It was the most hectic boat ride. And then they have these, yeah, two Thai men off the front of it with these torches so they don't bash into any other boats that are coming back the other way. So scary. And then we went to the full moon party. They used to have these things back in the days called buckets where you just get a bucket. It's like a little bucket you take for the beach and they just pour spirit and soft drink. And you just take the bucket and drink out of that.
Fuck, so, that is giving parasite.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So this was 2014.
Fuck. 14?
13. 2013, I was in year 12.
Jesus yeah, Christ. Yep. That is actual wild.
I know. And keep in mind, I'd already been roofied on this trip. So I was in the hospital for, I was overnight, but it was so bad. And they told me that someone had slipped fantasy into one of my drinks.
Oh, my God.
And it was hectic. Like, I literally was, like, paralyzed from the neck down. I couldn't move. I was like, Brandon, I can't move. So hectic. But anyway, so I'd already been in hospital. And then the next day I woke up and I thought I was just hungover. And I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. And then we were going to leave because we were catching the plane back to the main island that day, back to, like, Phuket and stuff. And I, like, literally fell on my hands and knees and vomited into a drain. And then I could not stop vomiting. And I had
wasn't
been,
it like black as well?
That was when I got drugged.
Is this all on the same trip?
All on the same trip. And so then we went on this plane and it's the, you know, those really little rickety planes.
Yeah, like
it's
only two seaters.
It's a half an hour. Yeah. Half an hour plane ride. So it's this rickety plane. And you know, when you take off, you get that rush through your body.
Yeah.
Chucked my fucking guts up on the plane in this bag. And then I'm crying and like wafting the bag in Brandon's face. Oh. Then when we landed, I vomited my guts up again And then I had to be the last one to leave the plane because they had a wheelchair for me ready to go. Jesus. So then I had to go from the plane to the wheelchair. They wheeled me through the airport. We picked up our bags and got me straight to the hospital. Wheeled me through the hospital. Can I say, this hospital was fucking unreal. White marble everywhere. There's a harp player in the thing. Oh. It was like I'd stepped into the most...
like, still hallucinating. Still on the fantasy. Woo, where am amazing. I? It was like a fucking shed.
But yeah, they wheeled me in a wheelchair, and in Thailand, you get your photo taken and it goes on all your medical records. So I was sitting in this wheelchair and they took a photo of me and it got plastered on all of my records. And then I was in hospital for I didn't have to stay in overnight. They just pumped me full of fluids. And they sent me home with all of this medication. One of them was in a black bag and it said, do not let this medication see sunlight. I'm like, what's that? What the fuck?
Oh my God.
But I got so sick after the full moon party. It was hectic.
Oh,
it was so hectic.
My God, that is fucked.
And I've never been back to Thailand ever since.
Well, there you go.
But yeah. Okay. Anyway, back to White Lotus.
Yeah, they're about,
to go down at that full moon party.
What do you think... with Greg.
Oh, no. I don't want him to fuck with this lady.
The model chick?
No, the black lady.
Oh,
he's,
I know.
He's like stalking her face on her Instagram and her son's about to get there. And I'm like, no, do not go anywhere near her. Like, she is the most pure soul.
I know.
And I feel like he's about to just...
I wonder if he is gay. Like... it wasn't really revealed that he was last season.
But
it
he
was
had the friends full of that gay were. Friends, yeah.
So I don't know.
And he was never in love with Tanya.
No. But
Tanya?
I
think it was pronounced Tanya.
And I saw a theory as well that apparently it looks like the dad of the family shoots himself.
Yep. I saw that theory as well. Yep. Can I also just say, they need to fire that fucking security guard.
So sorry.
Sorry, but no. He gets distracted like that.
Yeah.
And he let those, first of all, armed robbers in. Next, Mook. Also, I'm curious about Mook. I feel like she's a bit dodgy.
Okay.
I've
never had my eyes set on her, but
I do. I think she knew that he had that gun in there and she distracted him on purpose. I think she's got something, a hidden agenda.
I just feel so sorry for him. He looks so sweet.
He's such a simp to that fucking Mook girl, though. I know. He just leaves a handgun out.
I know.
Dude, worst security guard in the world.
Idiot. But
he's an idiot.
That now makes sense because that guy has the gun now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Maybe it might not be one person. It might be multiple people that die because it looks like there's like a big army that comes in and shoot up the place. So who knows?
One thing about... is it Mike White? Is that what his name is? Mm-hmm. One thing about him, I feel like... it's never predictable.
No.
Like, whatever you think is going to happen is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even, like, drop, like, foreshadowing hints.
No.
He's just, it's like a, didn't see that coming.
It's always a blindside.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it. I love it. Also, the three friends.
I love them.
I love them as well. I think they're so funny. And then obviously the security guard, or not the security guard, the wellness guy, his friends. I think his two friends were the armed robbers.
Yes.
That's partying with them at the moment. 100%.
Yeah, I agree. I just... also, if I got recommended to go to a hotel with old people, this is just my hot take. I really don't care if there's a lot of old people around me. Because one, it's going to be a chill vibe.
Yeah.
Two, I'm going to be the hottest one in that room.
Yeah.
And the old people love me.
Yeah. And how funny were the, like, Australian characters? I know. Because they were so dead on. I'm like, that is so Aussie. And even the Aussie guy on the boat.
Yes.
And the thing that I love about that is that he's put these Australian characters in there because he knows us Aussies love those fucking Thailand and Bali holidays. And it's like the bogans that go over there and live it up, you know, in Bali and Thailand. Yeah. And I just think he's nailed that because, and they're like real, even the little like passive aggressive, like undercurrent comments that the old ladies were saying to like her as well. I love it. I thought it was so smart.
Yeah.
But I just think though, every episode, it's like shining a new light on one of those ladies because you forget it's showing more of their like tendencies, the unlikable tendencies. Yes. So that one was the main one again to go. Mm-hmm. She's being such drama queen and bit on her high horse. And the other two were like, what? Like, just get over it. Literally, we're here. And she's like, no, this is disgusting. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I love those girls.
The little shits that were fucking spraying them with water.
Oh, also, being dramatic though, like, just, like, water. If you're dripping wet, just embrace it.
Yeah,
you're ruined now.
First of all, it's hot out there. Yeah. Second of all, apparently that's like the biggest festival in Thailand.
So embrace it.
So first of all, you should have known that you were there at that time of the year.
And you do shouldn't complain research. If you didn't want to leave the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's all I'll say on that. Anything else that you've been watching and want to cover off?
Not really. I think that's kind of it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for joining me this week. It's been great to catch up.
Agreed.
And I'll see you next time I'm looking at you.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your hot afternoon.
I'm getting the fuck out of this house and going to my house.
I'm going downstairs after this. This room has only gotten hotter.
Yeah, I'm sweating over here.
Yeah, well, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Uru.
I'll see you soon.
All right, see you. Bye.
Cut that out.